This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A program that gives money to people experiencing homelessness appears to be having an impact. The Denver Basic Income Project is halfway through a year-long study. 800 people are taking part in it. They are split into three groups, and each group gets a different amount of money every month. Maria Sierra is the community engagement manager for the program.
People reported using this money to rent a place for them to live. It also improved employability amongst our three payment groups, and it improved the way that people felt about their financial health and the hopefulness in that, that they felt a little bit more secure.
This is the largest basic income study underway in the nation. Read more about it at denverite.com. Law enforcement agencies are investigating a funeral home in Penrose, near Pueblo. CPR's Dan Boyce says authorities responded to calls of a putrid odor coming from the business.
The Return to Nature funeral home advertises so-called green burials, where no embalming fluids or metal caskets are used. Law enforcement found more than 100 decaying bodies last week. Fremont County Sheriff Alan Cooper did not provide details on the conditions in which the improperly stored bodies were found, other than to say they were horrific.
Dignified treatment of the deceased is our next priority.
Authorities say it could take months to identify the bodies. No criminal charges have yet been filed. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org.